From the News Center, a news focus.
Bucknell professors have been studying fireflies, the first study to examine the effect of bacterial pathogens on the insects. It could help to address their declining population trend. One in three firefly species in North America may be at risk of extinction, according to a study by the Xerxes Society for Invertebrate Conservation. One explanation for the decline may be the way they react to common bacterial pathogens found in their environment. A team of Bucknell researchers is now the first to study that interaction. They've published findings in a journal of the Royal Entomological Society. Professors Sarah Lower and Moria Chambers of the Biology Department have teamed up with math professor Owe Skilani and a trio of biology students to assess this topic. They injected a group of locally collected fireflies with four common bacterial strains found in their native habitat, and then compared their response to fireflies injected with a sterile saline solution. The team found that infection with higher doses of the pathogen commonly found in both water and land environments had an increased risk of death for fireflies caught later in the season than those captured earlier. But seasonality did not significantly impact mortality. Lauer said they don't know much about how fireflies interact with microbes, but they have a long life cycle and spend up to 2 years as a larva, living in and on top of the soil, which has a ton of microbes. They're carnivores, so they're also encountering microbes through their own diet. That hopefully will allow the professors to learn more about firefly ecology. Professor Chambers said one of the striking findings is that two of the bacteria are potent in fruit flies and kill fruit flies at low doses. However, when fireflies are injected with a much larger dose, it's as if they were injected with sterile saline. Researchers conclude that doing more studies on these insects might help them to learn more about some of the different things that can allow them to fight bacterial pathogens. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.